Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPJ, shear number 143. That's Bias Pnimi joint shear number 143. We're talking about emotional intelligence in marriage, and we talked about maintaining hope and optimism and having a positive attitude. And that is really a yesherish of Yiddishkeit, of Ivduas Hashem b'simcha. And a great part of serving Hashem with simcha and to increase one's bitachin, as Achai V'Zalvavis talks about, is the recognition of Hashgacha Pratis and Derech HaTov LaHeitiv, and to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you all the beautiful, wonderful gifts that you have in life, and to have Hakaras HaTov for it. And that Hakaras HaTov for HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gives you the Pesach to have Hakaras HaTov for his Shaluchim, for his messengers, the human beings that are native to you through his kindness through them. So your spouse, your husband, wife, you receive from them a countless amount of wonderful things, and to have Hakaras HaTov for that. And that is a real yesod in Yiddishkeit overall, Hakaras HaTov, to reframe things that way. Maidani Lefanecha. At night we say Biyotchav Keruchi, we give an Hashemus over to Hashem. In the morning, Moida Ani Lefanecha, I'm grateful to you, Hashem, for everything. And it is kedai to write a gratitude journal. Take a few minutes daily to record and think about things that you're grateful for, that you're thankful for, that Kadosh Baruch has given you. Whether it's 3 things, up to 25 things. It could even be as simple as, I'm able to breathe today. So many people have lung issues and breathing issues, and that basic thing, and to contemplate it, could fill you with tremendous amount of joy. Or Baruch Hashem for my wonderful family. Baruch Hashem that I have a job. Baruch Hashem that me and my wife, me and my husband, we could resolve things peacefully, and that we provide for each other things, and we love each other. This gratitude journal is a great gift when it applies to relationships, and then you could share it with them as well. And certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the root of it, the root of gratitude, of a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to record in things and recall things that you're grateful for, either from the past or from the present, things that your spouse, your husband or wife did for you or gave you. Same thing with the present. And this increases emotional intelligence to a great degree and allows us to behave in those healthy ways. And of course, we talked about it, exercising regularly and eating healthy foods. And all of those things will help you with the positive framework in your mind as well. It's not just better health physically, but better health mentally and emotionally comes from eating healthy and exercising in a healthy way. So that is the idea, to ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you to maintain better health, to maintain wellness. It'll help you in your marriage as well. And to be self-motivated and to be self-reassured. And then there is the idea of recognizing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's koyach within you. People need to believe they have the power to exercise some measure of control over their lives. And by doing that, they'll be happier, more effective, more successful than those who lack ability or lack their faith in their own ability to make those changes in their life. Of course, it all comes from Hashem, but Hashem wants you to make those changes. Hakabidei Shemayim Chutz Meir Shemayim. So that is the idea of a component of emotional intelligence which requires persistence and enthusiasm. To feel self-sufficient in recognizing Hashem is giving you the koyach to do these things. To recognize, yes, you have the ability to listen patiently to your husband or wife. You are comfortable and you're capable of being affectionate to your husband or wife. And you can express your needs for these things and express what you can express those needs, things that you were holding back till now from expressing needs in a healthy way. You could say now, I have the ability, with Hashem's help of helping me, of course, I can express my needs and handle it in all these different aspects of what you need from your spouse and your spouse needs from you physically, emotionally, and spiritually, sexually as well. And you can change the way you think. This is a big yesod also with emotional intelligence. You could change the way you feel by the way you think, and sometimes by the way you think and the way you feel. And that is a real, real important yesod in life also. We sometimes forget that koyach, that we have a koyach habechira, but it all comes from Hashem giving us that koyach. We could change our self-talk, the way we talk to ourselves. Talking to ourselves in a healthy way is essential when using all these tools we described till now. You say to yourself, I can hang in there, I can keep on trying. This may take a while, it may take effort, but it's worth it. I can face some defeats and setbacks. It's part of life. And even though it's frustrating, I have the ability to face it. And my love relationship with my husband, with my wife, is so important. It is worth the effort. I can do it. One step at a time, I know I can do it. Insights may be helpful. Everything is helpful with it. Try something new in the Hischachos, Sayin your Avedas Hashem overall, and in putting a spark in your marriage. Learn new things. If you didn't know how to learn how to swim yet, learn how to swim. Learn how to play an instrument, if that's a healthy outlet for you. Or public speaking in some cases. Any way that could increase your self-confidence and self-esteem that will help you in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best possible way. And that is a real important concept, to reframe everything, to revisit and recognize the value of persistence, the value of not giving up. Another biggest side in life overall, and for emotionally intelligent people as a general rule, is to learn how to delay gratification, to learn how to resist impulses. Delaying gratification is the process of scheduling the pain and pleasure in life in such a way as to enhance the pleasure by meeting and experiencing the pain. This is very, very true. This is about when you're holding back from eating unhealthy foods. It is difficult now, but it's going to bring you a gladness and a beauty, not just in the next world that you'll get schar then, in this world you'll suffer, but in this world you will experience a tremendous amount of true, real pleasure. This applies in married life, as an example, with the sexual expression. In the nida period, where it's not shaykh to have that outlet, or even in married life, you have certain schedule einos, or even if, however it is, we talked about that it needs to be consistent and continuous, of course, but there'll be nights where it's not possible, there'll be days where it's not shaykh, and when it isn't, you know, you put it aside, you have Shemir Sinaim, you have Kedusha, and you recognize this, I'm holding back from this now, but together with me and my wife, me and my husband will experience this in the best possible way at the right time. And any delayed gratification that's meant to be at this time, whether in the nida period or times where it's not possible, and you resist those impulses, it's not just pshat that this pain is worthless or agonizing in and of itself. No, this will create a true, real, more permanent joy when you finally are together and you are connected that way. So you always need to remember that. Sometimes it's very hard for people to have that delayed gratification, thinking that they're suffering or they're going to lose out. They're never going to lose out. It's a temporary lose out. We seek pleasure sometimes to feel gratified, and sometimes it's an escape. We escape into food or to drink or to binge watching shows or sex or gambling or spending money or through anger and so on and so forth. And one aspect that's key to emotional intelligence is the delay of that gratification and resisting your impulse, which is a sign of maturity, a sign of reflection, a sign that you have healthy, strong EQ, whole healthy and strong emotional intelligence. And that is the idea. And you ask yourself these questions. Was I required to wait for things that I wanted when I was a child? And if the answer was yes, it was a healthy practice. And if it wasn't, you could work on it now. Now, some people go overboard with this. It's true. Some people that are in the machmer side very much, and they overboard, and they not only delay gratification, but they block it completely. That's not healthy either. A person should look forward to healthy, good, nutritious foods. A person should look forward to a beautiful, a delicious cholent, Einik Shabbos, 100%, 1,000%, or a tasty chicken or a kishka, whatever it may be. A person should look forward to have an experience and look forward to being sexually, physically together with one's wife or one's husband. It is good. It is good and healthy to look forward to that. But the question really is that are you able to, in a mature way, wait for it when needed and do it the right way? Was I held accountable for my actions in the past with your parents? Same idea. If you weren't, you have to work on it now. Sometimes they went overboard and made you accountable for every move you made, which is not healthy either. So you hadn't learned the healthy balance. Do you have healthy borders? Do you have healthy boundaries? Were you always given adequate responsibilities growing up or not? Some were burdened by more heavy responsibilities beyond their capacity. You have this sometimes where an oldest child of a large family takes on the responsibility as part of a parent. Now, some of it is a sign of maturity and good health, and it's done in a healthy way. That's beautiful. That added responsibility that sometimes an older child has, taking care and helping their parents, especially their mother with their younger children and siblings. But there's an unhealthy aspect where the parent all of a sudden looks at the oldest child as another parent, and that's a given now, like automatically, and that stifles a person's growth. So there's a balance with that too. Did your parents or caregivers when you were younger give in to your demands or desires or not? If they always did, that wasn't healthy. Then you need to work on now curtailing those demands and desires that are not healthy. Sometimes they went overboard the other way and they gave you too much demands and they never gave you anything that was desired in a healthy way. Then you need to balance in the opposite way. Were you a demanding and impatient child or teen? Were you a bully or you were being bullied? Both of these need work. If you were bullying others and you have that, you need to work on breaking that mida and working towards doing the opposite of that. If you were bullied, it's time to create a certain healthy self-preservation, self-esteem. Did your parents or your caretakers give appropriate discipline with you? Sometimes they underdid it, in which case you have to work on disciplining yourself better, and sometimes they overdid it. So the healthy balance of this is really, really important. These are all for the purpose of not lashon hara, not negativity. It's just a matter of understanding yourself so that you could learn. So, and also to recall, what about your parents? Did they delay their gratification and were they able to control their impulses? Were they overly demanding? And did they hold others accountable but not themselves? And did they insist on having things their way despite the needs and feelings of others? And all of these things are meant, again, we could talk about it at length. It's not a matter of looking negative. You judge them, the kibbutz of the aim is paramount. But nevertheless, when there is some unhealthy impulses that took place there and you want to channel it the right way, you'll learn from it. And that's a schus for your parents as well. So all of these things are very, very important. And to ask yourself where you are now in these aspects about delayed gratification and hakara satay. So those are the two lessons that we learned in this particular shiur. The lesson of Hakara Satayiv, grateful towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and towards his Shaluchim, and certainly towards one's own husband and wife, and a gratefulness journal in that effect, and to be marba in talking about it and expressing it to each other, and the idea of delayed gratification in a healthy way. Bracha v'atzlacha.